This is our final hour of the program. Normally at this time we get the New South Wales government's update on what's happening with the COVID-19 situation. That's been put off until 12:30 today. But ABC News is reporting that 11 new locally acquired infections have been recorded here in the state of New South Wales. So we're not sure about the details of that at the moment, but 11 new cases have been recorded. I'm checking out the New South Wales Health website as well to see what kind of information is coming through there. But the official update will come from the Premier, we would assume, as 12:30 today. And as we know, the Agriculture Minister has tested positive to COVID-19. He is asymptomatic. Brad Hazzard, the Health Minister, has had to self-isolate after being exposed, we believe, to a close contact. And they're setting up some testing, I understand, out there at Macquarie Street. So that situation continues to evolve and we'll continue to try and stay across it as much as we can. But 11 new locally acquired infections recorded for New South Wales. Also some news that's come in this morning via the Courier Mail. Controversial cross-code superstar Travis Main is reporting Israel Folau has struck a deal that will allow him to make his Australian rugby league return. Travis Main reports that Folau has reached an agreement with Super League club Catalans to secure a release from his contract. The release allows Folau to be registered to play for the Southport Tigers in the Gold Coast amateur competition, potentially from the next round. So with the backing of billionaire Clive Palmer, Folau launched Supreme Court legal action against the QRL earlier this month after they refused to register his deal until he was released by the Catalans. It appears the case will be abandoned after Folau reached an agreement with them. So there you go. That's the scenario at the moment. And in terms of COVID, Tommy's just come in. So you've got some news on this.
Well, yeah, I'm just reading this from the New South Wales Health Twitter page. So New South Wales recorded 18 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night, 13 of which were already announced yesterday morning. So New South Wales Health have also been notified of 6 new locally acquired cases overnight. These cases will be included in tomorrow's numbers. So there are now 36 cases linked to the Bondi cluster. There were over 48,000 tests reported to 8 p.m. last night compared to the previous day's total of 44,000. One new overseas acquired case was recorded in the same period, bringing the total number of cases in New South Wales since the beginning of the pandemic to 5,495.
Yep. Okay. So we've had a stack of tests, just under 50,000, which is awesome. In fact, across the last 2 days, there have been close to 100,000 people going in for testing. So we've now got to 36 cases linked to that Bondi cluster, like you say. So 18 in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night, 13 of those already announced yesterday. So that's the situation at the moment. And then we have to see what that means in terms of restrictions and something going forward in terms of trying to get on top of that one. Thanks for that, mate. Appreciate that. 2 a.m. Tommy there with the latest on the COVID situation and an update coming our way in an hour and a half. You'll hear it here on 1170 SEN.